Chairman, members of the committee, thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to weigh in on this topic. My organization represents gasoline retailers and convenience store owners. We've been representing and auto repair shops, and we've been representing them for about 76 years. Tobacco sales are an important part of our business, and we have a major concern that, unlike alcohol, we're not criminalizing the use of the tobacco or the possession of it, but we are putting my members in a very difficult position where it's illegal for them to sell it, and then the onus and the penalty is entirely on them. And we all know that things slip through the cracks, and my members have difficulty with people using lots of ways and methods of getting tobacco sold to them, and we don't have the same onus on the user, so there's no reason for them to take the risks, and it's my members that will be holding the bag here on this. So that is of utmost concern to us.
All right, sir. Sir, right to your testimony. This doesn't change anything. Nothing's changed on the onus of your owners to make sure that they're legal buyers, sir. Nothing changes. It is what it is. Changes from 19 to 21. So if you sell to someone who's 18 today, the onus is on you. This law passes, you sell to someone 20, the onus is on you. Nothing changes.
Through the chair, I do understand that, Senator. And we have a jeopardy now. We're just increasing the number of people that could cause us jeopardy by 2 age years. So that just brings more people into the mix that we have to screen, and it just is a larger burden on us. And if the true focus is to discourage people from smoking, then why not have a penalty to someone who sneaks past us as well? If we're going to be penalize them as well. And that, it just puts us in a precarious situation, and increasing the age does add to the number of people that we have to screen. We have to screen 2 more years of people.
Okay. All right, thank you, Sal. I read through your testimony as well, and the burden and responsibility that convenience store owners and others who sell cigarettes have is that they ask someone for their ID. And this isn't a TSA screening process. This is, if you question a person's age, you ask for their ID. And if they pass the test with what appears to be a legal document that connotes their age or defines their age, then you can sell the cigarettes to them. So it's, nothing changes other than you're probably asking many of the same people for their ID. Someone who is 19 or 20, in most cases, probably looks the same age, and so you're asking them anyway. So this isn't an additional burden, to the extent that you're asking for all forms of ID, and if to sign something or to make a phone call, you're just simply asking them for their driver's license, like you do anyway. And so that, don't see this as a real burden. I know part of the argument is that this could be an economic issue, and that you couldn't, there'll be less individuals being able to legally purchase cigarettes, which would affect potentially the bottom line of a convenience store or other operation. But I don't know, that's an argument that anyone's really sympathetic about.
Senator, I led off with the issue of who the burden is on, but I would not have left out the fact that it does create an economic burden as well, because we then put we legislate that there's less sales, and my members operate small businesses and they do count on those revenues, so that is also in the argument as well. I just did not get to that.
Let's read your testimony. I appreciate that. Thank you. Anyone have any questions for Sal? Thank you for coming.